Coming up on November 14th, a very special night for our good friend Bob Wilkie of I Got Mind, who joined us on the program right now. November 14th, Brookfield Residential YMCA Theater at Seton from 7 until 9 o'clock. The I Got Mind tour is returning to Calgary. All the information at igotmind.ca, but why not talk to Bob about it? Hello, Mr. Wilkie. How are you, pal?
Things are good, Pat. Yourself?
I'm doing very well. I'm looking forward to the event, November 14th, which just happens to be a week from today. Tell us about the I Got Mind tour, and tell us about what attendees have in store on November 14th.
I've got my good friend Sean O'Grady, who's our mental health clinician, here with me, and you know, we're just so excited to be starting our second year. The response that we had the first year was overwhelming. You know, being able to share our experiences of how we became mentally ill through trying to achieve, you know, our goals in sport and what it caused for the parents and, you know, the coaches and everybody involved, and then being able to shed light on how we can do this better so it's a better, more positive experience is just, Pat, it's an awesome evening.
So, Sean, what are some of the things that we can expect and some of the discussions that will be had coming up on November 14th?
Yeah, hey, Pat, thanks for having me as a part of this. I think a lot of it is education and normalizing a lot of the experience people have. We want to celebrate parents and coaches that put their time and effort into involving kids in sports and recreation. We know, the neurosciences tell us that that's not one of the best things that leads to kind of brain development and the well-being and resiliency in young people is to have them involved in sport. We just feel like because as parents and coaches and people that are involved, the pressure builds, things get a little bit intense, and all of a sudden we can get a bit sideways with how that experience is happening for these kids. And I think that's what we want to do is to normalize that, make sure people understand, yeah, that happens, but how do we maybe control ourselves as adults involved in youth sports a little bit differently, maybe more effectively, so that it does what it's intended to do, which is to be a great experience for all the kids that participate in it.
I really think the word, gents, normalizing is important because, and I don't know if it always, like when you talk about that, you can say, well, it's important to normalize. But Sean, what does that mean? Tell us a little bit more about what you mean by normalizing some of these experiences.
Yeah, well, I think any of us that have had our own children, I mean, I'm involved obviously in the mental health field and have spent a lot of time in the child protection world as well. But any of us that have our own kids, we know that there are some pretty intense emotions that come up when we start to involve our kids in you know, sports or and particularly competitive sports. Is all of a sudden, you know, parents are you know that it really does kind of sweep over us, and all of a sudden we're feeling things that we didn't maybe expect to feel. We're a little more amped up about a call that might have been made. We're starting to pay a bit of attention more to the amount of ice time or playing time on a field or court that our kids. And all of a sudden, we might be in these conflictual interactions with coaches, with other parents, with our athletes that we probably didn't intend to be. And so what I try to do is normalize that these are pretty normal things that happen within our brain and within ourselves. But how do we maybe bring a bit more insight to that, give people the strategies that they need, because no one starts off wanting to do that, but yet we've all had either personal experiences or stories where you hear about someone that just kind of loses control and it creates embarrassment and it creates hostility. And I just try to help people understand, yes, we're humans having a human experience. Here's some strategies. Here's some information that we can use to I like to call it, save ourselves from ourselves a little bit in some of those situations.
With Bob Wilkie and Sean from I Got Mind, Sean O'Grady and Bob Wilkie, the I Got Mind tour is rolling into Calgary for a November 14th date at Brookfield Residential YMCA Theater at Seton. Bob, tell us about the actual event itself from 7 until 9 o'clock. It's a two-hour type of a seminar. What type of things are you going to do? Just give us a feel as to what that 2 hours is like.
You know, it's a great experience. We like to call it educational entertainment. There's lots of laughing. We make sure we have a good time through it and don't take ourselves too seriously. I get into telling my story of, you know, at the age of 10, starting to experience the pressure from coaches, going through bullying from teammates as a teenager, into the bus accident and Swift Current and the trauma, and ultimately, you know, the end result of, you know, battling depression, anxiety attacks, and you know, suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And, you know, Sean explains what's happening to my brain through each step of the way. We have a panelist that we're bringing along right now. Megan Cotterill is an 11-time gold medalist in karate and kickboxing, and she's going to tell her story of trying to be a woman and achieve things in sport. And we have live interactive polling, so we're asking questions of the participants that are there that night. You know, have you ever experienced? So up on the screen, they can see that they're not the only one that's struggling with, you know, maybe anxiety or stress on a daily basis, or, you know, all the different mental illnesses that people are starting to be open to talking about. And at the end of the night, everybody walks out feeling a little bit more hopeful and, like Sean said, a little bit more normal.
Who is this important? Like, if you were to say and target this towards anybody, who is this most important for? Is this most important for the athlete to stop by? Is it an important evening for the parents? Is it pretty wide-ranging?
It's very wide-ranging, and what we found is athletes 13 and up, because they're starting to experience these things, it really is relatable for the parents, especially because of what they're seeing in their athlete or maybe what they're doing. And then the coaches as well, it's important because what happens is they relive a lot of the things that they went through as a young athlete, also what they're seeing in their athletes that they're trying to help as well. So it kind of touches on all the demographics, both male, female, athletes, parents, and coaches.
Well, gentlemen, it seems like it's going to be a really important night on November 14th, but also an important but also really enlightening night. Bob, the website is igotmine.ca. Tell us a little bit more what you can get at the website on top of the information about the event November 14th.
You know, Pat, I have to thank you for those times that we spent together last year doing the weekly or the monthly spots. Because you were always saying, you know, what's the information that's on there? And we've spent the last 6 months really populating it with a lot of information. We have online courses now that people can take for the athletes, the parents, and the coaches so that they understand these things better. You know, we want to make sure that people are getting the resources that they need to really enjoy all the benefits of sports. These are lifetime memories that we're creating here, and learning how to have positive relationships and achieve things. And we just want to make sure that we're doing our part in providing a resource for the people to be able to do that.
Outstanding stuff, gentlemen. Sean, thank you so much. Bob, thank you so much. And have a great event 1 week from today, November 14th. Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care of yourself, Pat. Have a good day.